1029 The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
Bob and Brian on Demand is brought to you by Marcus Theaters. Imagine a whole theater for you and 20 guests. Book your private cinema at Marcus Cinemas now for only $99. MarcusTheaters.com/private cinema.
People of Manitoba, Canada can't stop creating sexually explicit snow people.
Just can't stop.
Not just gender, sexually explicit. Yeah. Yeah. That's like people. Pornographic like snow people.
Something that would be a Hustler.
Once again, that's a game show now. The Hustler. Recent images shared to the City of Winnipeg Complaint Department's Facebook page. There isn't any such thing as the Complaint Department in the City of Winnipeg. Someone just made a Facebook page and called it that. Features snowmen and snow women in a series of sexually suggestive positions, including a pair built on a park bench near Winnipeg City Hall. Somebody with an afternoon off.
What is that? Oh, good Lord.
That's got to take a while. You're going to be there a while making sexually explicit snow people because you've got to add detail. It's not like you can roll up three snowballs.
I would think a couple of cop cars drove by during the course of this instruction.
Yeah.
A post by the so-called complaint departments from February 19 reads, "Please stop making sexually suggestive snow sculptures at City Hall. We have camera footage of the persons involved, and police will be investigating." Once again, that's not a real. Most of the group's followers appear to be enjoying these snow sculptures, with one commenting that they are the best thing ever. Winnipeg, are they under a lockdown in Canada and Winnipeg?
Oh, yeah. It's Canada.
Might be getting a little
best thing ever.
Cabin fever.
You've got Schitt's Creek going on up there. Come on. You had Second City.
So they got the mad sex snow builder.
Well. And the Canadians. You know, they're always
polite.
Polite.
That's the stereotype.
Yeah. The Canadian. Really? I guess it only takes one bad apple.
It says here they're begging locals to stop making sexually suggestive snow people. That's this headline.
If you told me you would give me $1 million to go out right now in the snow and make a sexually suggestive snow sculpture, people, what do you want to call it? Your $1 million would be safe. I can't. I wouldn't know how. I don't possess that, but apparently up in Canada, everybody knows how to make a sexually explicit snowman.
Should there be a law against that?
Well, it goes back to can you paint a naked lady on your garage door? Remember?
It does.
That's
sure.
Always the discussion.
And a naked lady on a garage door is a more permanent thing than a snowman.
Yeah, it could melt or be tipped over pretty quickly.
But yeah.
It's why do I have to close my drapes? You shouldn't be staring in my windows.
Do we need a law for absolutely everything?
Well,
listen, if you make a snowman, you can't put a big penis on it.
We're
don't
trending.
Don't do that.
Yeah, apparently, I would say, we're trending that way where you have to tell people everything they can and can't do.
Wow. Yeah, well.
Once again, I'll just go with the do nothing about it. Just don't do anything about it.
Do we have any pictures of these sexually explicit?
I saw one that's kind of blurred out, but the part I could see, it's the snowman on the park bench. He's like kicked back like something's going on.
Don't, really?
Don't these people have neighbors who could go over there and say, what are you? Knock that off.
Would you please?
On a park bench, you would think, again, people would be walking by and they'd be going, what are you doing?
Right. Can't someone just come by and knock it down?
How about going over and kicking his
city property?
Big snow penis off, you know? smooth it out down there.
Don't the city of Winnipeg people have city workers that tidy things up.
Here's some pictures.
Brush off park benches.
Oh, it's still blurred out.
Do we need to put these on our Facebook page, Rock?
Yeah, I'll put them up, but they're still. Oh, that's a that's a giant unit like up on the back of a car.
Oh, I've seen that one. I think that's an old one.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah. It's on a hatchback, I think.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is the park bench one.
Yeah. Wow, that is not just three round blobs of snow piled on it. No,
it's
like
a sculpture. That's a snow sculpture.
That's some real sculpting going on there.
The guy didn't whip that out in 15 minutes. It took him a half an hour just to pile the snow up there to start working on.
Yeah.
So
you're telling me no police drove by there while they were doing this?
Everybody has a phone. Nobody snapped a picture of this guy or woman working on this thing? Come on.
It's ridiculous.
Isn't there some kind of, I don't know, using city property for your own personal use ordinance thing going on there?
It's art, man. It's art. I'm expressing myself. That's how they would finish that in Canada.
If someone built a nativity scene on the park,
take it out of here.
All kinds
get your
of
God
people.
Out of
yeah,
here.
Yeah, yeah, take but that out of here.
Some guy sitting there getting a... Yeah.
All right, we're going to smash this manger scene. We have we're going to build a giant penis here instead. Go home.